You're on Reality Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Big question. What does RCR mean to you? I've been thinking about that as we start back into the year, but I've got a bit of a backstory to tell about it. The summer before this one, my wife and I were very busy, and we sent our kids off to look after themselves and didn't do summary things with them as much as we liked. This summer, we planned it better so that we would be free, and I made sure that I was free to actually have a summer with the kids. They're school age. One just started high school, two at primary school. And the plan was to have a summer with the kids where we'd go hiking and biking and camping, swim in the river, climb up the local hills, just take it easy. And I'd been thinking a lot, and I said, we're going to be off Wi-Fi, off the devices, because my little boy in particular always wants to go on and play games. The kids aren't bad on it. They're not always on their phones, but they'll go on them. And it's very easy when you go on them to spend some time on them. And I said, so kids, we're not going to have internet. Because at that stage, I didn't have any internet. They'd have to hotspot my phone, which was quite a thing. So they'd say, oh, Dad, can you hotspot me? And they said, that's great. What about you? And I said, what about me? I'm your father. And they said, well, you're going to be off your phone. And I said, sure. You have no idea how hard it was, how much my fingers and my mind ached for my phone. Oh, I just check what's happening. Oh, I'll just check if I've had a text. Oh, I'll just check if someone's rung. Put the phone away. Extremely hard. There must be some dopamine hit or something that makes it extremely addictive. And of course, we had the Trump phenomenon. So what I would do is catch up on the news and then first thing in the morning, but during the day, nothing. And after a few days, I just felt better. And I went dark, as it were, to all my normal contacts and friends. I just disappeared. And I felt bad because I didn't tell them, oh, by the way, I'm going to go offline and be dark. I just did it. I can't believe how much better I felt. I missed being connected. I missed knowing what was happening. I at times found myself bored, thinking, oh, I could just look at my phone and read stuff here. But instead, I'd just sit and think. So there was a huge downside, but there was this huge upside too, in that I just wasn't not in the moment. I was present, and I didn't carry all the burdens of the things that concerned me every minute of every waking hour. Anyway, we had a great summer, and it was like the 1960s again. And I sort of felt it like I was back being a kid. And we had a rope in the river, and the kids would swing on the rope and yahoo. And I got my young son a little motorbike and went tearing around on his motorbike. By the way, I got on the motorbike and rode it. I got him an old secondhand dunger of a motorbike. And I picked it up. And can you believe this? I haven't ridden a motorbike for over 50 years. Over, well over 50 years, since I was 15. And I got on this motorbike. And I suppose I can still balance on it and ride it. I loved it so much. This was getting it before we gave it to him for Christmas. I was riding it round and round and round, having so much fun riding a motorbike again. It was part of the summer. We got my son a motorbike so he could tee around and ride it. We camped in pup tents up in the hills. We did long walks. We had just local adventures. And then at nights we would do board games and play cards and read. And so it was a wonderful summer. And then I had this thing about, oh, I need to go back onto RCR. I need to go back online. And then I was particularly embarrassed because I knew there'd be messages from people and things that I'd said I'd do that I hadn't done, because I just shut down, like mentally shut down. I think I got into a dark place and I got so happy. And I thought, oh, I've got to get in. We started planning RCR too, and I couldn't really get into it, to be honest. Luckily, everyone else in RCR did all the work. But I thought, there's something to be said for just living locally. And it's how we've always lived, isn't it? That we haven't known there's this big world out there. But we live now where we know the big world. And we know the biggest thing that's happening in the world, the best thing that's happening in the world, and the worst thing that's happening in the world, the richest thing that's happening in the world, the poorest grinding poverty that's happening in the world, the violence that's in the world, the disaster that's in the world is all just instantly there being fed in. We read online how terrible people are to each other. And yet, when you shut it down, you just live in this peaceful part of paradise. Like when I was growing up, you didn't know what was happening in Wellington, really, till you read the paper the next morning, and then it was heavily sanitized. It's not now, because you got it on social media, raw and unfiltered. And the people that you meet, they're probably pinko Marxists and Maori radicals in their outlook. But when you meet people one on one in a social setting, they're unbelievably nice. And so I had this thought about going back into the world. Kids going back to school would be the start. RCR starting up. To prepare for it, I got Starlink hooked up. So I went from having no internet, just my phone with a very poor connection, to Starlink. Wonderful service. God bless Elon Musk for that. Alone. And then I ventured in. I did say that I'd been keeping up with Trump each night and each morning. And then RCR started with some trepidation. I can't tell you how much I love it. I loved reconnecting with all the RCR people. I loved reconnecting with the listeners. I love your feedback so much. Mike from Foxton, love him. Love every message he sends. And I also went back and social media and started catching up. Now I need a plan for how to manage it. And what I'm doing now is I'm not having my phone in my pocket all the time. I sort of look at it in specified times of the day, sort of thing, which helps not endless every time there's a beep, grab the phone. Nothing's that important. But why is RCR so good? Well, we've got great colleagues. I've never worked with better people. Great guests. Amazing, amazing guests. Great, great listeners. But I know what it means for me now. Because at the same time that I fired up on RCR, I fired up on the news. I fired up on what is happening in the world. And RCR to me means hope. Hope. Hope of a better world. When I look at the mainstream legacy media, I am filled with despair. I hadn't appreciated that before. But the despair of the triviality and frivolity of the news, the despair of the madness of how the world gets reported, the bias, the lies. The propaganda. And it's all there. And I despair. Nowhere in the news do I see humanity. Nowhere in the news do I see character. Nowhere in the news do I see intelligent discussion. Nowhere in the news do I see people working honestly, intelligently, cooperatively to a better future. I see all of that with RCR. We have our guests on and they reveal themselves to us. We get to know them, their character and the humanity, and they're wonderful. People are wonderful. You wouldn't know that reading the news. Our listeners, characters. Hi, Mike from Foxton. Their humanity. And we disagree on so much. But we can talk, we can discuss, we can work out a way forward. And we can look to a better future. And so what RCR means to me now is hope. Hope. For a better future. Not that there's anything wrong with the present in so many ways, like I just described our summer. But there's lots that's wrong, and we can fix it. You don't see hope when you just read about Chris Luxon and Christopher Hipkins. I'm sure they're fine fellows, but just how the news is prepared and presented. They look like cartoon characters, don't they? Not human beings with all their hopes and dreams and foibles. Then another thing about RCR that is so important to me. It's not over. COVID was a warm-up. And they caught us isolated and alone, first time with COVID. Now we're together and joined up, and we can reach out and touch each other. They can't pick us off one by one because we're a mass and we're a growing mass. So RCR means hope. And how lucky are we to have that? For me, it means everything. Outside of my family, it means everything to me. This great community of people, great guests, the opportunity it presents. And we have Trump and his band of pirates taking the chainsaw to the deep state, whacking it apart. Legacy media writing up as this great, terrible disaster. We know different. People that are supposedly on our side are caught up in the legacy media thinking that Trump and Elon Musk are terrible people. But we can debate and discuss it. It's going to reverberate across the world to New Zealand. Christopher Luxon and Chris Hipkins look out of date already, and so do their parties, unless they refresh real quick in the wake of the Trump effect. It's going to reverberate down history. And here we are with RCR, able to analyze it, debate it, and discuss it. Is Elon Musk really a good guy, or is he not? Is he on side, or is he not? These debates, we can have them. And because we can have these debates, we build our community and our respect for each other. And we have hope. Please send me a text 2057. Email me at inbox@railycheck.radio. And I'd love you to say, what does RCR mean for you in one word? Thank you always for being here.